KD Country 94 weather.
Cover more acres with a pre-owned sprayer or planter from Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer. We offer one of the area's largest selections of used sprayers, applicators, planters, and seeders. Through the month of January, take advantage of fixed-rate financing of 3.9% for up to 60 months or a 12-month interest waiver. Visit your local Landmark Implement location or view our complete sprayer and seeder inventory at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast.
A wind chill warning remains in effect.
Daytime highs approaching 16 today under sunny skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 6 above. A dusting of snow Thursday through Thursday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 5 degrees below zero.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Join us every Wednesday morning around 9:30 on the Sports Ticket as we focus on Kansas State Athletics. Brought to you by Heineken Electric in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announced this week a $4.75 million initiative to improve the digital skills of Kansans not yet able to maximize the power of the Internet. The Digital Opportunities to Connect Kansans DOC, or otherwise known as DOC, program strengthens access to necessary digital tools and opportunities. The Digital Opportunities to Connect Kansans initiative further demonstrates our commitment to ensuring Kansans have the tools necessary to be successful in the digital world, said Governor Kelly. By investing almost $5 million in digital skills training, we are creating a future for every Kansan to harness the power of technology and unlock its full potential. Developing the state's workforce is a top priority for the legislature. Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins said, "We're committed to empowering all Kansans with the digital knowledge and skills that will expand access to career opportunities and enable our Kansas businesses to thrive. Equipping Kansas workers with digital skills is essential to develop our workforce and grow our economy," said Senate President Ty Masterson. "The DOC program can help us accomplish that important goal." DOC promotes access to digital resources by providing awards for digital skills development programs. The maximum individual award is $250,000 with required matching funds at 5%. It's critical to recognize the importance of this type of training as Kansans continue to support the needs of a changing workforce while bringing high-speed internet to everyone, Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said. This program will amplify opportunities for more Kansans by expanding the skills they need to participate in the digital economy. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development encourages local governments, community organizations, educational institutions, and others to partner in making the DOC program a success. To learn more about the entities eligible to apply, you can go to our story that we have posted on our website, kdcountry94.com. There is a webinar from 1 to 2 tomorrow, and you can also register for that webinar via our website, via that story. The application window will be open for 7 weeks. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia Osmond and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at the website heartchoicesbeloit.com. Beloit Rotary Club's Chili Day will be this Saturday, January 20th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the basement of the Municipal Building in Beloit. And you can dine in. Drive-thru is also available. Free will donation from 11 to 1 this Saturday. the Beloit Rotary Club Chili Day. Enjoy breakfast VFW Hall, post 6242, 102 East South Street there in Beloit. That's this Sunday, January 21st, serving breakfast from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Due to increased cost of food, a $10 minimum donation per person, $5 children 12 and under. Donations go towards the purchase of food and supports local scholarships. Jewel Fireman's Pancake Feed, all proceeds will go to the Jewel Fire Department, will be this Sunday, January 21st, 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Jewel Community Center. Free will donation.
That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Here's the snap. Blitz coming. Allen steps up in the pocket, going to take off and run. Has the first down and more. To the 40, to the 35, 30. Breaks away. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Josh Allen. Yeah, give him a flex, Josh. You just schooled them with their back turned. For a huge touchdown run of 53 yards. He was on his own side of the field.
That touchdown put the Bills up 21-0. They would go on to win 31-17 over the Steelers in the AFC wildcard on Monday. The Buccaneers winning over the Eagles in the NFC wildcard. More on the NFL playoffs coming up in this sportscast. We'll look at local sports. High school hoops postponed again for this evening for most of our area teams. And some college hoops coming up tonight as well. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports, with many area schools closed today, the NPL tournament has been postponed yet again. It's not known at the time of recording what the next plan of action is for the Northern Plains League, but when we know, we'll pass it along here, and you can always check in ntksports.com for the latest schedules and brackets. All the midseason tournament brackets are posted there. The Mid-Continent League tournament, currently scheduled to resume for Smith Center this evening. Their game, originally scheduled for Monday evening, has been moved to 6 o'clock tonight in Phillipsburg against Oakley. With basketball postponed for tonight, fans can listen to the high school wrestling locker room chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com this evening around 5:15. Chat with the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, and Smith Center Wrestling. You can also listen on the Locker Room Chat podcast at kdcountry94.com afterwards if you missed the live airing. Despite high school hoops being postponed, there's plenty of college basketball on the docket in the Big 12 tonight. On Z96.3 The Lake, number 3 Kansas is on the road at Oklahoma State. Jayhawks are 14-2, 2-1 of the Big 12, while the Cowboys are looking for their first conference win at 0-3 and 8-8 overall. Tonight's game is the first of two on the road this week for KU, as Coach Bill Self knows the importance of.
Next two games are monstrous. You should break your season down into weeks. This particular upcoming week is big. You know, you go 2-0 this week, you're right where you should be. You go 1-1, you're looking uphill. You go 0-2, and it's a big climb. So this is a big week for us.
KU and OSU tip off at 8 o'clock with pregame at 7:30 on Z96.3 tonight. K-State's also back on the court tonight. The Wildcats 12-4, 2-1 of the Big 12, hosting 14-2 and 3-0 Baylor. K-State coach Jerome Tang on the matchup against Scott Drew and the team he was once an assistant coach for.
This time, both teams are doing well there. You know, they're top 10 team in the country. I don't care where they're ranked. They're talent-wise, they're ridiculous, and we got to play really, really well. And so, you know, once again, it's never fun, but I got to see him last night and hang out for a little while. And I mean, you know, we got to win a game. So that's what the whole thought process is now.
K-State and Baylor tip off at 7 o'clock tonight in Manhattan on ESPN+. Also in the Big 12, number 19 TCU at Cincinnati at 6 o'clock. And 20th-ranked BYU hosts number 24 Iowa State at 8. Well, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the AFC wildcard playoff Monday, the Bills jumped out to a 21-0 lead over the Steelers midway through the second quarter and finished with a 31-17 victory to move on to the divisional round. Josh Allen threw for two touchdowns in the first quarter, ran for a 52-yard score in the second, finished the game 21 of 30 for 203 yards and three touchdowns passing, and ran for 74 yards on eight carries with the score. The win for the Bills means the Chiefs will face Buffalo in the divisional round in Orchard Park, marking the first time Patrick Mahomes will start on the road in the AFC playoffs in his career. The Chiefs and Bills will play Sunday at 5:30, pregame at 4 o'clock on Z96.3 Through the Lake. The other AFC matchup will have the Ravens hosting the Texans on Saturday at 3:30. In the NFC, the 49ers, the top seed, hosting the Packers at 7:15 Saturday night on Fox, and the Lions now know who their opponent will be.
Second and four. Here's another broken tackle. This is the rookie Trey Palmer, and he is gone. Touchdown, Buccaneers!
That touchdown put the Buccaneers up 25-9 on the Eagles late in the third quarter. They would add another score in the fourth to win 32-9 over the defending NFC champions. Tampa held the Eagles to just 276 yards of total offense, while Baker Mayfield went 22 of 36 for 337 yards and three touchdowns passing. Tampa Bay moves on to face the Lions at 2 o'clock on Sunday in Detroit. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.